If you are a professional woman who is currently feeling unhappy at work and you're ready to experience a change in your career, you want to do work that you enjoy, work that makes you thrive and feel like you're living on purpose, but you have no idea what that job is, and you are ready to clarify your fulfilling career and secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase, then this episode is for you because I'm talking all about my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, and sharing who exactly this program is for, what we do in the program, and the kind of results that you can expect in the program. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And today's episode, I want to talk a bit about who my program Find Your Fulfilling Career is for. Now, if you have been here for a while, you might already be familiar with FYFC and what it is. But just in case you're listening and you're new to this space, FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, is my signature group coaching program that was designed specifically for women who are currently in jobs that they're unhappy in jobs that is making them miserable, making them feel undervalued, unmotivated, bored, and disengaged. And they know that it's time to change their career situation, time to do something else, but they have no idea what else they can do. So FYFC was designed to help you clarify your most fulfilling career path and secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase. FYFC is a six-month group coaching program. So we work together for 6 months where you get weekly coaching for 6 months. Now, that does not mean that it takes you 6 months to secure an aligned job. The way it works, the first 2 months of the program are the first two phases. So in month one, phase one, we're getting super clear about who you are in this season of your life. And we do that because my approach to finding fulfilling and aligned work is we start with you. I strongly believe, like a mission, a value, I should say, of my company is you cannot figure out what jobs you will enjoy if you don't know who you are. So the first month of the program is focused on getting clarity about who you are. In the first week, we start by talking about mindset barriers. So what are some mindset barriers and limiting career beliefs that might have been keeping you stuck and keeping you from reaching your career goals? In the second week, we clarify what I call your non-negotiable values. These are going to be your work boundaries. In the third week, we clarify your zone of genius interest areas. These are the topics, the areas of content that will engage you and keep you motivated at work. In the third week, we clarify your high power skills. These are the skills that you genuinely enjoy using. So not what you're good at, because if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it. We're not focused on what you're good at. We're focused on the skills you enjoy using. So by the end of those first 30 days, you will have clarity about who you are. And we work together to create what I call your fulfilling career manifesto. And that's really just a document that helps us map out the type of job you will thrive in based on the information you've learned about yourself. And so then in that second month, you start doing research, and I'm showing you what to research, where to research, and how to research. And that starts from week five to research your roles, and you get support from me to build your network while you're doing research. And once we have identified and clarified your most fulfilling career path and your aligned job, then you start job searching. So in FYFC, women have secured new roles as early as 7 weeks into the program. The last 4 months are there because the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. And so I don't want you to be out here job searching and feel like you're alone in the process, getting frustrated, not knowing how to navigate it. So it's really that you get 4 months of job search strategy support or general coaching. If you secure a role before the 4 months are up, you just get general coaching from me. And so it's 6 months to provide you maximum support. It's not 6 months because you need to wait 6 months to get a new job. So that's what FYFC is. So then who is FYFC for? When I think of FYFC, I think of three types of women who the program is ideal for, three specific women. The first woman, and as I say this three, I want you to listen to see if you find yourself in some or all of these to figure out if this program is best for you. So the first woman is someone who is, she's currently working at a company that at face value, during the interview, everything seemed aligned with that organization. The projects that they were working on, the job description, the things the employee said about the company, they all felt super aligned. But within about 60 to 90 days in the organization, you started seeing the true colors of your company. This is where I say they catfished you. All the love for the job description does not matter at this point because your role started changing. They were adding things that were not supposed to be a part of the role. And of course, those new tasks did not come with a pay increase. The work-life balance that you thought you were going to have, the work-life balance that was promised is gone considering you're now working all night, you're missing out on sleep, time with your family is non-existent, your phone is glued to you even on the weekend so you can answer emails. And to make matters worse, maybe there was a manager that you really loved from the interview that attracted you to the organization, but now that manager is gone, and so the culture has changed. So you no longer feel like it's the company's fault that things aren't working out in your organization. You're starting to feel like it's your fault and that something must be wrong with you because you keep landing in roles that make you unhappy. So for you, if this is you, some of the problems you might be experiencing is you don't feel heard in your job. You feel like you're being stunted. You're not growing in your role. Maybe this is your second or third new job in a very short time frame. So you've changed jobs a couple of times trying to find fulfillment. You feel overworked given that you're doing things that weren't part of your original job description. You feel overlooked for opportunities that you qualify for. You're starting to feel inadequate and questioning your decision-making, your ability to make decisions in your career. And you're afraid of leaving this situation only to end up doing something even worse considering your recent track record. The problem here and the reason why you've been in this cycle of bad job after bad job is that you didn't audit the company well enough to make sure they had everything you were looking for. And part of that might be you didn't even ultimately know what you were looking for. And now it's causing you to doubt your decision-making skills and you don't even believe, like a part of you is like, maybe there just isn't an aligned job out there for me. Maybe they're just, fulfillment is just not in the cards for me. But that's not true. Really what needs to happen here is you need to clarify your values, your interests, and your skills because those will give you the parameters that you need to audit future roles. And then you'll be able to identify what your ideal career options are. And that will help you audit roles better, help you ask better questions in interviews, not just asking questions just to seem like you have questions to ask, but you will do a deep audit of a role and you'll be able to tell if they're catfishing or not. You'll be able to tell if they're aligned with your values, which will increase the chances of you being fulfilled in that new role. And so in FYFC, we help you clarify your values, interests, and skills and do research, intentional research to make sure that whatever you apply to is truly aligned with who you are. Now, the second type of woman that I tend to think of when I think of who is FYFC for is someone who you sort of fell into your current role. So maybe after school, after a graduate program, after a layoff, whatever it may be, this job just kind of fell into your lap and you've been there ever since. In fact, for a long time, you actually liked the job you were doing. Your bills were paid. The job was easy. You were fine. But as the years have gone by, you've realized that you've become complacent in that role. You can't imagine even leaving the company because you've been in that job or in this role for so long, right? There might have been tasks that have shifted, maybe new titles, but you don't truly feel like you've grown. You fell into this role and you've just sort of been coasting for a long time. And at this stage, you realize that you're only staying with the company out of loyalty or maybe out of love for the people that you work with, but there's no true passion or desire for the job, right? What seems like a feeling that came out of nowhere, deep down inside, you know it didn't come out of nowhere because you've been unhappy for years, like 3 to 5 years, 10 years, you've been unhappy and you knew that it was time to move on, but you stayed because you had no idea where to even start this process. You feel like you can only use your skill set in what you're doing now, and everything else will feel like you're starting over in your career. And all the things that made your job bearable all these years, like the team, the manager, the perks, the money even, all those things are either changing or ending, or they're just not filling that gap anymore. You're realizing that you're just too unhappy to keep grinning and bearing it. And so if that's you, some of the sort of problems that you're experiencing is your work doesn't feel meaningful. You don't feel like you're doing any impactful work or making impact through your work. Maybe some recent changes have made the work environment a bit toxic. And so you just can't hack it anymore. It's time to go. You don't feel confident that you can do something else. You doubt that you will even be able to be successful in something else because you've been on one path for so long. And then being the sort of office veteran means that everyone passes on their tasks to you and expects you to take the load because you're reliable. And so leaving almost feels like a betrayal of the organization. But you're also experiencing really low energy because you're so unmotivated and bored at work, and it's impacting your personal life. People keep telling you that you've changed, that you are not as energetic, you're not the same person, but you just can't find yourself enough to get back into work in a way that makes you happy and makes you feel like you're thriving. And a part of you thinks that the only way for you to move up or make a big change now in your career will require a whole new degree or certification, and you don't want to take on the debt to do any of that. So the problem here is that you haven't identified your transferable skills. You are assuming that you don't have the skills to do anything else. You believe that you have to be loyal to the company because that's what you've been taught. But when you identify and learn how to talk about your transferable skills in a way that you can see that you can use those skills in other industries, other companies, other organizations, you'll realize that you can actually be successful doing something else. You'll realize that you can actually establish expertise in a new space, in a role that allows you to grow, right? You also need to reframe that belief that you must be loyal to one company to realize that your only loyalty needs to be to yourself. You are the CEO of your career. And so FYSC will help you because first, we'll clarify your skills, the skills you have, clarify of the skills you have, which ones do you enjoy using? And then once we've built out your ideal career profile and we know what jobs you're applying to, when you start job searching, I will help you write your skills and talk about your skills on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, in interviews, in a way that shows that you can be successful in the role that you're applying for, as opposed to feeling like a beginner all over again. And then the third woman that I think of when I think of FYFC and who this might be for is, you are the ultimate high achiever. You started in this career and you worked your way up the corporate ladder because you were determined to succeed. Corporate politics were never an issue for you because your hard work, your strong performance all spoke for you. That's what landed you in a senior level role. And in all of your growth, you've been the kind of leader who speaks up for your people. You advocate for other people, but maybe you don't advocate for yourself as loud. And so now you're in this interesting situation where, yes, you're good at the job. Yes, the pay is good, but you have no interest or passion for the work anymore. Like you couldn't even muster up a grain of interest if you were forced to. You are feeling so unmotivated, so disengaged from the job that it is just draining you. And it's like, yes, I can do it. I'm good at it, but I don't want to. And so you don't even feel like at this point a pay raise would even help you love the job like you once did. You've reached the peak of excitement and drive for the work, and you're just over it. And this has affected your energy and your attitude towards the job. So much so that now this feeling of doing all the work, of being a high achiever, doesn't feel worth it because you don't feel like you're making an impact. It's like you don't even think the effort is worth it anymore. And to make matters worse, your company is probably going through some shifts and you're not here for it. Whether it's a new leader, whether it's a new team, whatever it may be, you're not enjoying that space anymore. And you've tried to expand yourself outside of work. You've tried new hobbies. You've tried joining boards. You've tried working with a therapist. You even considered doing a lateral move. But you're just starting to dread your job and what it represents. And you've been doing some of the legwork to try to make a change, right? You've updated your LinkedIn profile. You work with a resume writer. You've gone to all the networking events. You're scrolling the LinkedIn job boards at like 2 a.m., but you still have no idea what you actually want to do next, what your skills will actually transition into. And some of the struggles that you might be experiencing, if this sounds like you, is, you know, you've invested time and money into revamping your career profile, hoping to find a role that better suits you, but that hasn't happened. And so you're starting to feel some self-doubt and maybe even some imposter syndrome because you're like, I've never had to struggle to grow my career before. And so now that I'm struggling, does that mean that I'm not as smart as I thought I was? And at your level, finding women who look like you in much better roles is making you doubt if there is even something better out there. Like there just aren't enough women or women of color in the kinds of roles that you're interested in. And so now you're doubting, can you even be successful at the level that you're at? Maybe not even successful, successful and fulfilled is the word I'm looking for. And you might even have, like I said, you've worked with a therapist or a life coach, maybe even a career coach. I've had clients who fit this profile who have worked with 2 to 3 career coaches before they came to me, but none of what you've done has translated into actually figuring out what career path you'll thrive in. You've taken all the free career tests online, you've read the books, and you're still feeling stuck. And you know that you're good at what you currently do, but the struggle is just how does it translate into something else? And that lack of ability to figure out the something else makes you feel a little bit embarrassed. It makes you feel a little bit incompetent because you're not able to figure it out. And so you're starting to ask yourself, am I really as smart as I thought I was? And the problem here is that you haven't really worked with anyone who can help you articulate what you really want at this stage of your career. You haven't invested in the right person who specializes in aligned career growth. You haven't found a coach, at least until you found me, who focuses on you and who you are first, and then going from there to figure out what roles will make the most sense. And so you really need to pause and do self-reflection on who you are in this season of your life, the vision you have for your career in this season of your life, and then you'll be able to figure out what roles align with that vision of how you want to show up in your career and who you want to be. So those are the 3 specific, I would say, avatars of women that I think of when I think of who is find your fulfilling career for. Notice that I did not talk about industries at all or specific roles. So in this program, we have had women in industries from construction to the federal government, finance, healthcare, media, tech, higher education, mental health, fintech, manufacturing, gaming, IT, nonprofit, data analysis, right? Like all those industries. And when I think of actual roles, I've worked with school counselors, administrative people, financial analysts, accountants, registered nurse, product managers, customer success managers, career coaches, director of operations, business analysts, talent acquisitions people, project managers, civil engineers, income auditors, program managers. Like I'm looking at the list right now, people who are self-employed, quality managers. Like there is just, the program is not based on your industry or your role. It's based on you. And that's what makes this program so different from any other career coach you've worked with, is that we start first with who are you in this season of your life and what roles are most aligned. And the program is really built, like I tell my clients when I talk with them, when they apply to the program, is my goal is to be the last career coach you will ever work with, at least when it comes to figuring out your next career move, because I teach you a framework, a system that you will always use to figure out your next career move for the rest of your career. Because, and I say this, like when you work with me, you'll clarify your fulfilling career path, but in 2 years, in 3 years, in 5 years, you might find yourself feeling dissatisfied again. And instead of feeling stuck, you will now know the process, which is, okay, let me check in with myself. How have my values changed? How have my interests shifted? How have my skills evolved? What is out of alignment? And what roles will now be most aligned with who I am in this season of my life? And that's how you then make a decision about where you want to go next. So FYFC is based on you. It's not specific to the industry or the role that you're in. The other thing about the woman who this is good for is, and I say this in, you know, my emails, my content on the website, ideally, this woman also has about 8 years of experience. And it doesn't have to be 8 years of experience in the same role or the same company, but 8 years total. And that's because I found that in the past, when I've worked with women who are new, so between 2 and 4 years into their profession, they don't have enough context to pull from to really figure out what it is that they do and don't like at work. And so I've just found consistently, and I've worked with women like this. There have been women who have worked for only 2 years and they said they wanted to join us. So they have. But I found the women who benefit the most have that rich work history to pull from to really identify patterns for what they do and don't want in their career. So again, FYFC is not about the industry or the role you're in. It's focused on you, which is why it works for anyone who is ready to follow the process. It's for the woman who realizes that her career satisfaction impacts her life satisfaction. And so she's ready to change her career so she can feel better, show up better in the world, experience more confidence in herself, and experience better work-life balance, and just feel excited and motivated about her career again. And the process that I'm talking about that I say you'll use for the rest of your career, this is not made up. This came from my own research, my own experience, and my own journey. So it came from my own journey where about a few years ago, 2009, whatever that is, I don't want to try to do the math. I was on a career path that was not aligned with who I was. I was doing healthcare research. I was really unhappy. And I just knew something was wrong because I would look around. Everyone else seemed to be thriving except me. And so it made me feel like something was wrong with me. And the mindset that I had first was, okay, I'm unhappy at work and I spend all day at work. And I don't think God created me to be miserable. And so if I'm always miserable and God did not create me to be miserable, something's got to give. I got to change something. And I realized I didn't know what I wanted to do. My mindset was, okay, whatever I do, if for me to enjoy it, it has to really align with who I am. And so my first step has to be figuring out who I am so that I can figure out what jobs will be aligned and what I want to do. And so when I did all that work, that led me, it didn't lead me to, you know, being a career coach. Because I know sometimes I've seen some people have said, you know, their career coach, their only experience was their own. And so they weren't able to help them. And that's why they came to find me and work with me. That was not my experience. When I did that process of figuring out who I was, I realized that counseling was the right path for me. And so I worked as a school counselor for a while, for about a year and a half. And then I went and I worked as a career counselor for 2 years. Well, no. School counselor, then mental health counselor for 1 year, and then a career counselor for about 2.5 years before I then moved to being a faculty. And now as a faculty, I train counselors. I teach counselors at the master's and PhD level so that they can then become counselors and counselor educators. And so a part of my research as a faculty member is my core research is in career development. I research career development across the lifespan. And I've worked with clients across the lifespan. So when I was a school counselor, that's when I started doing career work with elementary age kids. So I've done career work with people literally from 10 years old all the way to 50 years old. So I know career development across the lifespan. I research career development across the lifespan and I teach career development across the lifespan because I teach career counseling courses as a faculty member. So both my personal journey and the research that I do and just being familiar with some of the theoretical frameworks and the evidence-based practices for what works with career decision-making, that's what has informed this unique process, this framework that I've put together. So this is not some made-up process where I'm just like, here, this is what you do. No. It came from my experience. It came from my research. And at this point, it's now proven because over 100 women have gone through this program and gotten clear about their next career move. And so now the framework is proven to work to help women clarify their fulfilling careers and secure aligned jobs with five-figure salary increases. I've had women increase their salaries from between $10,000 and $135,000 from going through this program. So Find Your Fulfilling Career really is a one-of-a-kind coaching program, a one-of-a-kind career coaching program because of that lens of I start with you first. And the tool that helps you get results is clarity. Clarity about the role you want to do next. Clarity about how to position yourself as the ideal candidate once you figure out that role. Clarity about how to negotiate, about how to interview so you can secure that aligned role while increasing your salary. So if you want to learn more about FYFC or even just figure out how to apply, like you've listened and you're like, this is me. I want to be in this program. It's what I need. Then you can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to either learn more or apply to the program. Right now, as of recording this, enrollment is currently open. And so I didn't say that, but FYFC currently happens in cohorts. So that means you can't just join at any point. You have to apply and start with a cohort. And so I usually open and close the doors at regular intervals. And so as of recording this episode right now, enrollment is open for one cohort. But you might be listening to this in the future, and when you go on the website, enrollment is not open. I usually will always have a wait list for you to join, so you get first dibs for securing your spot. So you can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more. That link is also in the description of this podcast episode. So if you just click down below, you know, wherever you're listening to, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it may be, you'll be able to click the link, findyourfulfillingcareer.com, to learn more about the program and to either submit your application or join the waitlist, whichever one you're interested in doing, depending on when you're listening. So thank you for listening to this episode, and I will catch you on the next episode. And I hope to one day see your application to join FYFC come through.